Hello, Paul here. Welcome to our latest podcast about some of King's Standing significant buildings of the 1930s. Let's start with the Odeon Cinema at King's Standing Circle. No longer an Odeon Cinema, but a Mecca bingo hall. The cinema was constructed between 1935 and 1936 to a symmetrical, modernist, Art Deco design by Henry Whedon and Cecil Clavering. It was commissioned as an independent cinema and was due to be called The Beacon, after nearby Bar Beacon. But Oscar Deutsch became involved, and the cinema opened as part of his Odeon chain on the 22nd of July 1935. It had 968 seats in the stalls and 324 in the circle. The first film was The Lives of a Bengal Lancer, starring Gary Cooper. The cinema closed on the 1st of December 1962, the final film being To Hell and Back, starring Audie Murphy. It was given Grade 2 listed status by English Heritage on the 10th of October 1980 and has been described as one of the best surviving examples of Odeon cinemas in Britain. No estate would be complete without a pub or two. The magnificent original King's Standing Public House was built on King's Standing Circle at the same time as the houses. It was a family public house with Dutch gables and a magnificent entrance. It was demolished in the 1960s and replaced by a functional rectangular block building typical of that time. This building was demolished in the 1990s and replaced by the present red brick building, which stands on King's Standing Island. It is now closed, boarded up and in poor repair. The College Arms public house on College Road has survived with its original external features. Although no longer a pub, it is now a McDonald's. Whilst researching the College Arms public house, we found this extract from a lady called Dorothy. Talking about the Whippet track at the back of the pub, Dorothy said, "This track was, of course, very narrow and not very long, but where there's a will, there's a way. I think that gambling or placing bets must have been illegal, except for in the bookie's office, because my dad always sent me with a bet, wrapped around some money to be delivered to a man on the wall at the King College Arms, and sometimes to a man's house on Finchley Road." From pubs and gambling to police stations. With the King's Standing Estate was built, Birmingham City Police built a new police station on King's Standing Road, close to King's Standing Circle. It was a focal point for this new community. The facade of this building has remained largely intact. The police station is still in use by community officers, but is no longer open to the public. That's all for this episode. Join me next time as we find out about Perry Bar Reservoir. Stay safe and well, everyone.